I am a fan of modern artists who do a little shout out and then put their own twist on it. And so I think what Simone Lee is doing with the face jugs is really, really interesting.
Simone Lee took inspiration from Dave Drake's pots and others like the nearby 19th century face jug. But Lee's large jug monumentalizes the object, stripping it of its function as a vessel, while showing great fidelity to the overall form and proportions of the spout and handle. In a recent interview, Lee said that upon seeing Dave's pots, she felt compelled to feel the walls, one hand inside and one hand outside, to understand how he had thrown the work. For her, it was a way to commune with the potter. Dr. Tanya Matthews, president and CEO of the International African American Museum in Charleston, admires art that's in conversation with the past. One element Lee adds, not seen in Edgefield, but familiar in African cultures, are cowrie shells.
You're looking at cowrie shells in the places where perhaps eyes and noses used to be. It almost looks like a face. Ooh, but then again, if you know, cowrie shells were also used as currency. That now starts to look like money. And so are we talking about the monetization of this work? In addition, this piece is white. Now there is white as in the clay markings that Africans use ceremonially to decorate their faces. And so if you are in a mode of reclaiming, you can really lean into the pride. But then in the African-American context, we're also talking about whitewashing, right? Art is always a conversation between the artist and whatever individual is interacting with the art.